while every head is bowed. Father, we come to you in such thankfulness in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you again. Even the rocks will cry out. Praise God, we can't help but cry out. Lord, there is nothing better than praising you. There's nothing more joyful. There's no better feeling than to praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're learning that from you. Thank you, God, that, you know, there's just a need to. Your people need to praise the Lord. God, we've been still too long. It's time to lift up our voice. Oh, God, it's time to tell you thank you. Lord, you are I am that I am. And God, you are the God, hallelujah, that leads through a sea. The Lord that takes the people out of slavery, Lord God, thank you. Oh God, we praise you. Thank you. Oh God, there is nothing hard for you. And Lord, thank you that there is a need to sing your praises. God, thank you again for the anointing that's always in the name of your Son. God, when we gather in his name, thank you, you're here. And Lord, as we rejoice, we're transported, hallelujah, by faith, we're seated over there. Thank you for that oneness today, Lord. Thank you for this joy. God, what a gathering it is, and Lord, what a gathering it will be. We thank you, and we press on, believing and love abounding in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful we long to be together. I thank God that we, it's just who we are. You know what I'm saying, in Christ. And it's not to pat anybody on the back. It's just to be thankful for the treasure in the earthen vessels. And I thank God that we don't need to come to a place to worship him. But it sure is wonderful when the joints of the body are assembled and gathered. There's a joy unspeakable. And I thank God, you know, these precious musicians, precious Bob. I love how, you know, we don't just get up here and play a song or sing a song. It's the love of Christ, and it's what Jesus does. I know my sweet sis and Ty and Linda and all these different ones that bring forth the music. It's ministry. It's the word. It's to magnify Jesus. And we magnify Jesus when we love one another. And I thank God for that song. And then precious Jeremiah here bringing forth, oh, how he loves me. Man, I'll tell you what, that's a song that we'll sing for eternity. I think you'll sing it back to us too. What do you think? Amen. Praise his name. And then sweet Rocky, I love ones like that, you know. Ones drive around the church waiting for it to open for weeks, and then once it opens, they get here about an hour or two early. Man, these doors open yet. I sure love you. I love you all. Makes me glad. It's a privilege to be your pastor. Privilege to bring forth this wondrous word. It's a privilege to grow up in Christ with you. It's exciting, isn't it, family? Jesus is coming. He's coming. We hear him wrestling, you know, and kind of hear the fluttering of a trumpet we've heard. Heard about those, you know, and I think you know about them, those wings on your back beginning to flutter, you know. Looking at Andre, I don't think he needed it. He just kind of leaned back and went. But I thank God for that faith. See, that's what faith is. And nothing more real than it. Amen? We'll turn on over to Hebrews 11 and let's go. We're going to talk about faith today because Jesus wants to talk to us by his Spirit today about faith. And we're introduced so sweetly in that, see, this is, if you will, the worthies of faith assembled in one chapter in a way in the Word of God, the 11th chapter of Hebrews. These ones that we're so thankful for, these lives of these ones that lived long ago, God called, whether it was Abraham or Moses, Noah, Rahab, Ruth, Esther, all of these different ones that, you know, so sweetly, they move the Lord's heart. They're written in the Word. Amen? And you know why they're written in the Word? Because by faith they believe the promises of God. It's all He's looking for, somebody to believe Him. He's looking for those vessels that will trust Him. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the odds are against you, no matter, again, what man wants to tell you that there's no way that you don't need the Lord because you have so much and you're so smart, or man telling you you were born on the wrong side of the tracks and there's no hope for you. Those are the ones that the Lord looks for. He seeks them out. Heat seeker. He knows those hearts. And He withholds nothing. And we're in a day, you talk about faith. He's poured it out for us, amen? Because it's the Word. But we're introduced right away in the first verse here. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith, what this is saying, is our reality. It's just our reality. That's what substance is. Faith is our foundation. Everything about us, everything we stand on by the grace of God is the Word of God, which is faith. Everything that we hope for in life as Christians by the grace of God is faith. Faith is the evidence of things, or the substance of things hoped for. And then it says the evidence of things not seen. Evidence means the proof. It's the proof. It's the proof of something that natural eyes can't see. Man's eyes can't see it. And yet it's far more real to us. It's far more substantial to us than anything that there could ever be, is the Word of God. Amen? Amen. I know all these things are temporal. Praise be to God. And it's not that I just had to coax myself to believe it. I heard the Word of God, and there's something about the Word of God that causes faith to grow. And I thank the Lord for this evidence of faith that we talk about. You know the evidence of faith? Just happened moments ago. People praising the Lord. That's the evidence of faith. What are you praising? Well, you can't see what you're praising. Oh my, oh no. I'm just like Job. He said, mine ears have heard, but now mine eyes see. I see Him. And by the grace of God, we've got the Holy Ghost. And what kind of eyesight did He give us? Enlightened eyes of understanding. Understanding the very heart of our Savior. Understanding the very intimate heart, the passionate heart of our Savior. The Bridegroom. The Bridegroom. Opening up all of that beautiful heart of the Bridegroom. The intensity and passion of a Bridegroom waiting for that bride, that wife. It's insatiable. Come on, and I know some of my brothers in here, and you know me too, waiting for that time to be united with your wife. That courtship, all of those things, but waiting for that moment. We're going to be together forever. And it causes us to leave homes. It causes us to lose our minds. Kidding. I hope you're laughing under those things. Never mind. I think I hear something. Just teasing. It's for you too, ladies. Don't think you're alone either in the mind loss, but that's okay. But it's all about that. And like, and you talk about, have you ever told the Lord, why do you love me? Why do you love me like that? Well, when you're in love, you're hopeless. You're helpless. And He's just hopelessly in love with us, praise God. And I love it. You know, He's always said that about who He loved. I loved you because I loved you. I loved you because I loved you. I set it up that way, and it ain't changing. And I thank the Lord for that, how sweet He is. But, you know, the reason why faith is so real and substantial beyond anything on this earth is because where faith comes from. It's because of where faith comes from. The reason that our faith is more real and substantial than anything on this earth is because where faith comes from. Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You could say it comes from hearing. Amen. That's where it comes from. It comes from the Word of God. What's more powerful than the Word of God? Amen. There isn't. So then what would be more powerful than faith? There's nothing more powerful. Praise God. Believing God is all powerful. It changes the situation immediately. Nothing on the outside has to change. It's just the change of the attitude of the heart and where the perspective of, again, our thinking is. How sweetly to think with the mind of Christ. Amen. That's the mind of faith. That's the mind that believes in the will of the Father. That's the mind, praise God, that believes that God is love, that God withholds nothing good from my life, that God does perfect that which concerns me, that God does work all things together for my good. He does it because he's God. He said, I can't deny myself to do that. I can't deny myself that lives in you. However you want to look at that, look at it in all those different ways. He's just telling you that he loves you. But somehow, some way, we just don't want to live by faith. But we're going to get to that in a minute because that's the only life you got. So why live a lie? Why live a lie? If my life lives by faith, why live a lie? It's the truth. I don't like lies. I don't know too many people that like lies. But I'll tell you what, we're in a whole world full of lies right now. Man can't even tell the truth. Never could, because all men are what? Liars. God sure made it evident. So there you go. So see, what happens here is we can conclude that the substance and the evidence of hope that can't be seen is the wonderful word of God. If you've got any hope, which you do, you've got all hope. And you should be abounding in hope. I should be, because we got the Holy Ghost. That's how you abound in hope. We'll get to that in a second, too, of why that is. But that's why we abound in hope, is because we have that Holy Ghost power. And thanks be to God, in abounding in that hope, we abound in the Word of God. The only way we receive the hope, the only way we receive evidence, proof, substance of what is not seen, is all in the Word of God. That's it. That's what faith is. People call all of these different things faith in life. I have faith for this, or this faith and that faith. There's but one faith. There's one faith. And that's in Christ Jesus. The Word. The Word. The Word. The Word. The Word. And by the grace of God, we need to be abounding in the hope of the Word of God. And I thank the Lord for the evidence of that hope in the Word of God. You know what? Again, you're thankful. You're joyful. There's rest. There's peace. When you're one that abounds in hope, it's because you believe God. People that can be positive and run around and say, oh, I'm positive, wait till something hits. I've been to the positive people's houses. And I'll tell you what, the only positivity there ever is Jesus Christ, the Word of God. That's what's going to move it in your life. And remember this, brothers and sisters, faith is internal. It's internal. It believes the Word of God. I believe it in here, hallelujah. And it calls those things which be not as though they were. I love that. He even tells us about ourselves. It doth not yet appear what it shall be. But you know, do you know? Do you know that when we shall see him, we'll be like him? Amen. And how many different ways does he tell us these things? But right back to these worthies of faith, that was the thing. They didn't wait for something to happen. They believed God first. God said it was so. Let's believe it. It isn't popular. It's not what man wants to do. Man wants to do completely the opposite. They want to go work. They want to prepare in man's way. You better prepare in God's way, and that's to know his word. I've heard people say that the word of God, you know, and we know it's a sword, but I've heard them say, well, my sword's dull. Let me tell you something. That sword's never dull. That sword is never dull. You're the dull one. You just need to let the Spirit wield the sword. That sword is ever sharp. That sword has won every battle. The Lord has told us, we just stand and withstand, and having done all, to stand. So we thank God. Now, so why is this so important? Why is faith so essential? Well, in Hebrews 11:6, It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Think about how people want to try to please God. You know? I mean, those nuts that were back there with the prophet, they were going to please God by cutting themselves and chanting and doing all these different things. So that wouldn't please God. But there was one that wanted to please God. I believe you. And bam, it was done. Huh? That's how it is with God. Come on now. This is what it is. It's impossible to please God without faith. And why is that? It's because only by faith do we inherit the promises that are given by God to His sons. If you ever want to inherit from God, the only way it happens is to believe the word. And just think, you're already an heir of God. You already have that inheritance. But He wants you to walk into that joint heirship. We go into that Romans 8 chapter all the time. Why not? We're into the motherlode time of faith. Praise be to God. This is where we're at, brothers and sisters. And the Father wants nothing more than His children to inherit all that He has. The right kind of a father would want that. You want to pass that down to your children. You want them to appreciate it and be thankful for it and enjoy it and understand it. Praise be to God. That's our Father. But only by faith can we receive anything from God. Only by faith. Without faith, we waste it. We squander and reject the inheritance of very God, of very God. I call that insanity. That's insanity. And I know, just thinking about that, you'd have to be out of your mind not to want to inherit everything that God has for you. Amen? Well, and see the simplicity of the gospel of Christ, how He lays it out. I mean, you have to reject it. You have to say, well, I don't want that. And that's exactly what happens to ones that don't inherit the promises. They reject it. And who will encourage you to reject it is the enemy. The enemy is there to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He knows he cannot take the life of Christ from you that lives in you, Christian. But he'll do anything to rob you from your inheritance. So how is he going to do that? He's going to get you away from what? Hearing the word of God. How did he get all of those others that didn't take the promises of God with these worthies of faith in Hebrews 11? He got them to reject and go away from hearing the word of God. And the enemy has an unlimited list of excuses. Unlimited. And in my flesh and in your flesh, you've got them all right there. And the enemy will try to play each and every one of them. I call them buttons. Huh? It's the truth. We can sit here today and we can go all the way through them from our backgrounds. Huh? Huh? Come on. What we look like. I didn't have a chance. I didn't have this. Let me tell you something. You're God's child. You've got the whole backing of heaven. But you don't see that because you're not living by faith. I thank the Lord. Let me tell you something. If you don't have a lot of means and if there's been a lot of heartache in you, let me tell you something. It should be, by the grace of God, easier for you to get through that eye of the camel. You get what I'm saying? There's not many wise and not many mighty that'll come into that. You know why? Because they don't think they need God. So if you've got some problems, thank Him today. Thank you, God. I know I need you. And if you don't think you need Him, that's a big problem. So now thank Him, you need God. Now, so it is the Word of God, it's Jesus that's the only pleasing thing to the Father. Amen? And here we go. The Father so wanting to be pleased. Isn't that something? The good pleasure of His will. I love that. Ecstasy. I mean, we're going to the heights of pleasure. So the Father, in his heights of pleasure, which we know it's impossible to please him without faith, right? He gives us now, in this time, the Holy Ghost. And why? So that we could be led into what? All truth. All truth. Know the Word of God. Know that wonderful book of John. Know about those disciples that lived with Jesus for 3.5 years and loved him, called him the Christ. I call you brothers. They loved him. His brother sang. That brother put his head on his chest. But even that, even John at that time, Jesus included him in it. There's many things I want to tell you. I want to really show you my heart. I want you to receive these intimate things that I have for you. But you can't receive them now. Those were adult men. They knew Jesus. They knew what he looked like, felt like, what his voice sounded like, all those different things. But they could not receive what Jesus, praise God, was going to heaven to send the Holy Ghost for them to have. He said, I have many things to say to you, but until that Spirit, he's been with you and he shall be in you. But when that Spirit of truth has come, he'll guide you into all truth, complete. The whole purpose of what I've got for you, for my son, the good pleasure of my will for my son. I'm seeking that true worshiper for him that worships him, draws nigh in that fervent, passionate love in spirit and in truth. And I'm going to send that Apostle Paul. You don't know him yet, Apostle Paul. He's Saul. But I'm going to change that heart. And I'm going to take that vessel, that chief of sinner, and I'm going to put in him that mystery that was hidden from the sons of men, from the prophets. And I'm going to put in that in him. I'm going to show and magnify my grace in him that I'm going to have a wife. Yeah. So here we have the Father, praise God, that has given us the Holy Ghost to lead us into all truth so we could even believe more. Now think of that. Here you have truth. And we know by believing the Word of God, truth pleases God. Amen? Amen. But now we have the Holy Ghost for the opportunity to be led into all truth. So if I got more truth to believe, what's that going to do to God? It's going to please him more. It's like a double pleasure of pleasing, isn't it? No wonder my sister, my spouse, oh God, hallelujah. He's going to have a wonderful daughter-in-law too, ain't he? Praise his name. But how wonderful that is. He has given us the opportunity to be the most pleasing vessels ever to God because we have been given grace for more faith. It's the truth. It's the truth. The most holy, the most set apart faith because now we have all truth. That's us, brothers and sisters. That's us. We truly have been given the most word ever to believe. The Word of God tells us that we have been given exceeding and greater precious promises to believe. In this Hebrews 11, it says we have a better thing to believe. Aren't you thankful for the grace of God? Aren't you thankful for the grace of God? Praise the Lord. That's the grace of God that's with us. And then you think about how he even made us and told us. He put it all in our favor as the sons of God because the life we now live, the life every believer lives, lives by faith. One of our precious, most precious and favorite verses is Galatians 2:20. And in that precious verse it says, I am crucified with Christ. Isn't that beautiful? So thankful that we have died together with him. Nevertheless, I live, and we do live, and we live abundantly, don't we? And here's the reason. But it's not I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. He lives in me. And his life, which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Isn't he wonderful? So do you really see when we're not living by faith, we're living a lie. It's not who you are. And I'm so thankful that the Lord can't look upon that lie. He's not going to look upon that part. Whenever he sees you, he just sees his beautiful son. But I do want to grow up for him. I want to grow up. I want to enjoy the inheritance of my father that he gave me his son to have. I want to be able to talk to him about it. Say, thank you, Dad. This is marvelous. I want to thank him now. I've got to contain myself here. I'm about ready to thank him now. But I'll tell you what, just like oxygen for a human, you got to have oxygen, I understand. At least that's what they say. Faith even more so for a Christian. By faith, the Son of God is our life. And I thank the Lord, the just shall live by faith. I'm glad the just don't live by works. I'm glad the just don't live by doing. I'm glad the just don't live by examining. I'm just glad the just live by believing. Makes me glad every time. And then through Paul was revealed the fullness of that faith. The plan of faith, not just for salvation, but salvation with eternal glory. Oh, amen. Turn on over. We've been here this week a couple times. Maybe this might even be the third. 2 Timothy chapter 4. It was a privilege to read this to sweet Andre. Last time I spoke to him, this is what we spoke of. Amen, Lori? Amen. Praise the Lord. This is, I knew what God had laid upon my heart to encourage my brother in. Just trusting God, him to take flight. And in that fourth chapter in verse 6, Paul, at the conclusion, this wondrous revelation of the fullness of faith. Here it is. I am now ready. See, that's the fullness. That's the evidence. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready what? In grace. I'm ready in grace. Brother's talking about swimming in it, the ocean of it that's on us. Amen, it is. Get out deep. Too many people are sitting at the shore with their ankles. Well, that's enough grace. No, it ain't. You need to get out there. But he said, I am ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. And here's why. I have fought a good fight of faith. That's the only fight you can fight is faith. We know that in the Word of God. I have fought a good fight of faith. I have finished my course, a course. Well, you know that's got to be faith. There isn't any other course to finish but faith with God. And then finally, if you didn't get it, I've kept the faith. I just stayed with it. I stayed with what he gave me. There isn't anything to compare. Paul was the one that would talk of that all the time. There's nothing worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. And he knew it was to him and to us, in us, to me. He knew that. Praise be to God. He was assured in that. So I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. That's faith. It wasn't wavering, was it? It was assured because of why? Believing. Not looking back at his life and said, well, I did this, I didn't do this. What was it all predicated upon? Faith. It's what I believed. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. How much more simple could it be? Over and over throughout the Word of God, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Amen, 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 amen. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And here's what those that live this faith can say. And not only unto you, Paul, but unto me also. Because I've got some evidence in here of that gospel he gave to you. The evidence is that I love his appearing. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. See, it's all by faith. Hebrews 12:2, Jesus, the Word of God, it says He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the author and finisher of our faith. How much do you want Him to write upon you? I want Him to write all the Word upon me. I want to be finished in full faith, all faith, the most holy faith. Write it all on me, Lord. Praise God. Don't you want to be pleasing to the Father? Only one way, by faith, amen? And it comes from the Word. That's where it all comes from. There isn't anything else. And I so thank God He's placed me in a place. I'll tell you what, it's the whole counsel of God, nothing else. So I know that's on the mark for it. But it says here in Hebrews 12:2, the finisher of our faith. That means the perfecter. You know, you only find this word one time in the Word of God. One time. The perfecter of our faith, the completer, the finisher. One time, one life to live for full, perfected, complete faith. And that brings me to my last verse that He put on our hearts for today, going over to 1 Peter. The finisher of our faith. In 1 Peter chapter 1, and I love how God encouraged this sweet brother. In verse 8, He said, "In whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see Him not, yet believing." I believe He's talking about us, amen? "Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Oh, I heard that this morning. "Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." And I've got to read these next two verses. The Lord just drew me to them. So you're going to read them because He wants to read them to us. So, "receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you." See, there was something of that salvation that we would receive, the salvation with the eternal glory that they were not offered. They saw into it. They wrote of those things. And they prophesied of the grace that would come. Isn't that glorious? The grace that would come. "Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow." I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Hallelujah. So now. Getting back to this, we receive the end of our faith, it says there in verse 9. That means the termination. The termination. It's completed, it's finalized, and there is no more opportunity. That's what that means. What we receive here in faith is what you're going to enjoy over there. How much you hear of this Word of God and grow up in the Word of God here is your reward and your enjoyment with Him over there. And here, so beautifully, once again, and I love growing up in Christ with you, we've been given this wonderful moment of time again to rejoice in the better thing, to rejoice, praise God, in the freely given faith, freely given faith to hold the crown, faith so exceeding with grace to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. And all I can say is, God help us. Lord, don't ever let us squander an opportunity. The opportunity to believe the Word of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Are you hoping for a crown? And remember the hope of God. It's not an if, it's when. When that crown that's in my hand will be made sight. Do you understand that? See, I see it. I see it. He gave it to me. I see it. Praise God. It's all the substance. And then, praise God, The evidence, the proof. And I love something about evidence, as we'll end in this. Evidence always proves the case. Evidence always proves the case. Huh? Well, you know what? We got evidence, don't we? Paul's gospel, if you believe it, it gives you all the evidence there could ever be. The evidence, praise God, that I love your appearing. And brethren, I'll tell you, I'm happy with you. Because we do have all the evidence. Because we do have the whole counsel. And I thank the Lord that in that evidence, praise God, it's going to inherit. All faith will inherit all that promise. And know this, it never changes. It never changes. Faith inherits the promises of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father. Oh, Father, thank you in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, thank you for a cup that's full and running over. Lord, thank you again for such substance and evidence. Lord, and it's all you. It's Christ in us. It's nothing that could be produced of us. It's all by your word and the word of your grace, building us up and giving us that inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Lord, thank you. I just do. I thank you for this mercy and grace for this people that, Lord, you have set us apart. God, there was a camp, but somehow we drew nigh unto you out from among it. Lord, thank you for that voice. Oh, that voice that we hear of you calling and calling, so tenderly calling. And as the word of God says, he that hath that inner ear, and we got that ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. And Lord, I hear him. We hear you. Come away. Come away. Rise up. Come away. My love, my fair one. And Lord, so soon we will be with you. Thank you, God, that you're stirring up the nest. Thank you, God, that I believe all the feathers are out of that nest and there's only thorns. It's time for your people to soar. It's time for us to launch out. God, hallelujah, only you by faith are the nest. Lord, you've given us these wings, the wings of an eagle, Lord God, to mount up. Let your people fly. May the Holy Ghost anoint and stir up this gift in each and every one of us this day. Lord, let us praise you and bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Thank you, Lord, so much for this precious time. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.